USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Reports that National Security Advisor John Bolton is trying to push the president into a military confrontation with Iran isn't true, according to President Trump.
Mike Pompeo's doing a great job. Bolton's doing a great job. It's bull, okay?
The president making his remarks in a speech to the National Association of Realtors in Washington, D.C. GOP Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells CNN the evidence against Iran the president has is concerning.
It was appropriate to send the carrier strike group. Again, that is sending the message. That's putting yourself in a good defensive posture. But I think a lot of people assumed, oh man, we're about to go to war with Iran, and why are we doing that? And I think the administration just wanted to, again, temper down some of those emotions.
Wall Street again wraps up the trading week in negative territory, with the Dow Jones closing down 99 points, while the S&P fell 17 points and the NASDAQ dropped 80. You're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth, and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
The Missouri House of Representatives passes a sweeping abortion package that bans abortion after 8 weeks of pregnancy, among other restrictions. The package does not have an exception for victims of rape or incest. GOP State Representative Sarah Walsh.
Every single right we have is only possible for each one of us if we have the right to life. For without the right to life, we could not enjoy any other right. We must and we shall protect human life.
It now goes to the Republican governor, who is expected to sign it. The U.S. Border Patrol tells two South Florida counties that around 1,000 migrants a month will be sent there. GOP Governor Ron DeSantis says he's happy to work with feds, but this goes too far.
The legislature, at my urging, passed a bill outlawing sanctuary cities. And so we basically, as a state, said, we are going to work with the federal government constructively. We're not going to be like some of these other states that are not allowing, federal authorities to come into a jail or a courthouse.
He plans to take his case directly to the president. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin defies the House Ways and Means Committee subpoena for President Trump's tax returns. Democratic Senator Masa Hirono calls out the president for what she calls a pattern of stonewalling.
Isn't it amazing that this is the kind of modus operandi of this administration and this president, that they just stonewall everything? It's very much the way he transacted business when he was not the president. And you just stonewall everything. You force everybody to go into court. You wait everybody out. You have people holding the bag. And this is what the president does. The rule of law, in his view, does not apply to him.
Mnuchin says the subpoena lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. An independent investigation into alleged abuse of male students at Ohio State University by Athletic Department and Student Health Center physician Dr. Richard Strauss finds that Strauss sexually abused at least 177 male students between 1978 and 1998, and that university personnel were aware of the abuse as early as 1979, but didn't start an investigation until 1996. Strauss voluntarily retired in 1998 with emeritus status and took his own life in 2005. OSU President Michael Drake emailed a message to the OSU community, saying the findings of the investigation are shocking and painful to comprehend. A major concern in the Midwest for farmers is how the current U.S.-China trade war will hurt their bottom line. But Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, says the time is now for the U.S. to make its stand.
We know they've been stealing intellectual property to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars a year. This is the time where we have to stand up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.